Listener, in today's episode, we will refer to the victim of this case simply as MS. This is for the safety of the victim, as she's already been through enough, and she's a minor. I ask that you leave the victim alone and not go out of your way to track down her name. Now, let's get on with it.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat. Next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
MS was born in November 2008. When she was between the ages of 6 and 8 years old, she ran a YouTube channel with her friend. The page included videos of MS doing arts and crafts and other fun things with some of her friends, as well as relaxation videos designed to help people fall asleep. Things went fine at first, with much of the videos not receiving a single comment. Then, something started happening. The channel was growing, and the YouTube channel had a new number one fan. This fan watched every video. He watched them multiple times, and he was sure to comment each and every time. These comments became strange, asking increasingly sensitive and personal questions, at least the comments that made sense. MS didn't respond. She tried ignoring them, but the comments kept coming. Then, after being ignored, the comments got frightening. Comments such as that he, quote, wants to plant his seed in MS and then sacrifice her. These comments made the young girl feel nervous and afraid. She interpreted them to mean that the man wanted to rape and kill her. The man is named Timothy Nielsen. He also had his own YouTube and TikTok channel, where he posted videos directed at the child he stalked. MS's mother tried to block Timothy many times because MS wanted his communications to stop. She was afraid. But Timothy Nielsen continued to make new accounts after each of his accounts were blocked in order to keep following MS. Despite the terror that Mr. Nielsen brought, MS's channel started doing well within her age demographic. Other children, between the ages of 6 to 10 years old, grew to become appropriate fans for MS. And in a perfect world, that should be allowed. This child should be able to create content for children her age and not be harassed by an adult. Her mother wanted to allow fans to send letters, but didn't want Timothy to know their address. So, her mother set up a P.O. box for MS, so that she could correspond with the people who enjoyed her videos. That didn't stop Mr. Nielsen from sending things to MS at the P.O. box. Timothy sent things, such as seeds, pages of Bible verses smeared in his own blood, inappropriate drawings of MS, clay dolls, and Rubbermaid containers of what appeared to be urine. With these items were letters in which Timothy described being on a mission from God to unite with MS. In one letter, Timothy Nielsen wrote that, quote, your parents could just, you know, let me have you. These letters and packages were addressed from Oregon. MS's mother had seen enough, and she got the FBI involved. Per their advice, she shut down MS's YouTube channel and P.O. box in late 2019. An FBI agent told her mother not to worry because Mr. Nielsen was too mentally unstable to leave the state of Oregon and travel to Ohio. So, time marched on. MS at first was upset to lose her YouTube channel and the connections she made with the children her age from around the world. But it was for the best for her not to have the channel. Clearly, it attracted the wrong type of people. MS and her family moved on. They forgot about Timothy Nielsen, his obsession, and all the strange things he had sent in the mail. But Timothy Nielsen never forgot. In his mind, he was on a mission from God after all, and his sole purpose in life was to unite with the child he watched in so many YouTube videos. Even with the channel gone, the videos removed from the internet, Timothy never forgot her face, or the proximity which the girl and her family lived in. He knew her original P.O. box after all. Timothy was waiting for the right moment to strike, to get his hands on, in his mind, what was rightfully his. He stalked social media pages and collected information. And finally, after so long, he knew where the girl lived. 5 years after MS deleted her YouTube channel. In July 2022, Timothy traveled from Oregon to Ohio, to the city where MS and her parents reside. On July 16th, 2022, Mr. Nielsen left MS's mother a voicemail stating that he was, quote, trying to get a hold of her daughter, and could you please pass a message to MS to call me? Her mother was terrified. She had no idea how this man, this terrible stalker, got her number after all these years. She recognized Mr. Nielsen's voice from his YouTube videos, but never dreamed he might be calling from somewhere nearby, somewhere close to her daughter. The FBI explicitly told her this would never happen. Shortly thereafter, a man was seen on the Ring camera at MS's family residence. He was walking through the backyard. In his arms were a tarp and a bag filled with tools. MS and her parents did not at first realize that this man was Timothy Nielsen. They thought it could be a homeless person. A few days later, a knock came at their door. A disheveled man with a gaunt face and intense features was outside. MS's parents didn't answer the door. They didn't recognize the man. When they didn't open up, he knocked louder. He began shouting for their daughter by name. This is when it became clear that it was Timothy Nielsen at their door. The following audio is from the police body cam footage. The footage opens to a shot of a house in your typical suburb. Green grass, trees, and one or two story homes. You get the idea.
Yeah.
I'm seriously trying to get a date with the girl on the internet.
Okay. Yeah, but you're going like door to door trespassing on all these people's properties.
That's trespassing? Knocking on someone's door is trespassing?
Yeah, if you don't have permission to be on their property, absolutely. So why are you going door to door if you're trying to meet some girl from the internet for a date?
I've been after her for 5 years and I haven't heard nothing from her. If I find her one day, that's fine. If not, I can leave. I just want a no answer or a yes answer.
Yeah, well, going door to door isn't going to find
her.
What am
I going to do? Sit out here, wait for them to pull out of the driveway?
Well, you don't even know where she lives.
I know, I do, but I had my cell phone taken away from me. Like, I was sleeping over there by the Walgreens.
Okay.
And in that night, someone took my cell phone from me. So, I don't know.
So what's your long-term plan here?
Because long-term plan
we got several complaints about you coming up, knocking on people's doors, soliciting.
That's not right, man.
Well, that's why I'm here.
I'm not just driving around.
That
didn't happen. I'm just saying if I could get a yes or no answer for her, I would leave. You know?
I'm going to venture to say if you haven't found her yet, it's probably a no.
How are you to say that, man? I don't know what address.
Well, because you don't know where she lives. You don't even know who she is.
Timothy Nielsen is in a white t-shirt and black pants. His movements are frantic, and his eyes portray a confused yet determined and intense man. In the next part of the audio, MS's father steps outside to speak to the officer.
Are you from Oregon?
I am from Oregon.
Oh, you gotta take this guy in.
Why?
He's been harassing my 12-year-old daughter online.
That's how old she is?
Yeah.
You're gonna forbid me? Little children? My name is Ask Little Children.
Oh God, this.
Oh my God.
The FBI is involved in it, so please.
The FBI? You know what?
All right, hey, stop talking to him. All right, step down here on the street, get off this property. All right, I'll be with you in a second, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When the father gives the officer a quick summary of events, Timothy immediately grows tense. He begins lumbering towards the father, when the officer quickly steps in to defuse the situation.
All right, so there's your answer. This girl you've been talking to is 12 years old. You're obviously an adult, so that conversation.
Forbid them not.
Hey!
Forbid them not!
She is 12 years old. That is her parent. He will forbid whatever he chooses. Am I clear on that?
12 is very old. I was looking for a 6-year-old.
All right, that's disturbing.
You know what? Holy and profane, I'm holy.
Timothy Nielsen mentions that he was looking for a 6-year-old. Whatever is wrong in this man's brain, he has created a glorified caricature of the 6-year-old who created that YouTube channel all those years ago. Disgustingly, he refers to the age of 12 as too old for him.
And so is my church, the church of I Am Christ. I am Christ. Right,
what are you homeless? You live in the area?
I'm homeless and a truck driver, and I'm
okay. Do you have a truck around here?
I'm waiting to make some money, man.
Okay, how are you gonna make money?
Driving trucks, man.
Okay, do you have a truck down here?
No. I'll get some money when I drive some trucks. I've got a Class A license.
Okay, but if you don't have a truck, how are you gonna make some money? All right, what's your first name, bub? What's your first name?
My name is As Little Children.
All right, what's your first name?
My name is As Little Children.
As Little Children?
That is my full name.
So your first name is As?
My name, first name is As.
Okay, is it A-Z-Z?
As in, as become as little children, or you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
Right,
as that as.
That's not making any sense whatsoever.
Become as little children, or you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. That's what it is.
Okay,
become as little children, or you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
So what is your government?
Whoever you think is paying you, I can pay you more.
You're not paying me.
I can pay you more. If it's money, that's fine. If it's for diligence, I'm here for my woman. And if she does not want me, I will leave right now forever.
Well, the father has said that you are not wanted, so you should leave forever.
Forbid them not. Forbid them not.
Well, that's not your place to say that, you know, you're not welcome here.
Timothy is now on his hands and knees, begging and bowing to the house. He looks both desperate and terrifying at the same time. Much of what he says makes little sense.
So what is your government name that you were given on your birth certificate or driver's license?
My name is, you want some social security number?
Sure. What's your first name? What's the name given to you by the government?
Timothy.
Timothy? And Timothy, what's the last name given to you by the government?
Nielsen, N-I-E-L-S-E-N. Forbid them not.
He's just highly educated.
Forsake your...
Forsake
your wife, your daughter.
12-year-old female at this residence.
Forsake your sons, forsake your daughters, forsake your wives, forsake children. Do not forsake little children. I'm little children, and if you're an officer of the law, that's it. If you will die for Jesus, die for Jesus right now. If you want to have me taken in underneath the law, go ahead, because you want to fight for that badge right now, go ahead. I am the one church of Christ who is Muslim and Christian, and we have the living God who has never died.
Okay.
And if you want to be on
14 headquarters.
Whatever, man. Whatever. Take.
Go ahead.
Your assumption's correct. I'm out with Timothy Nielsen.
Who will lose their life for Jesus Christ will find it. Who will lose their life for Jesus Christ will find it. I will lose my life for Christ any day.
Okay.
I bet you win it before me. Right. I find it. Lose your life for Christ. Let me just walk out of here, man.
Okay. So what? Again, what's your long-term plan? So we put to bed this whole, I'm looking for this girl I met on the internet. It's against the law. You can't have a relationship with a 12-year-old. So the father forbid it. You're not welcome on this property. So what is your long-term goal here, sir?
Right now, I need to go take a shit, man.
Okay. So after that. So where are you going to sleep tonight?
Not in a business. Not in a business. That's for sure.
Okay. Do you need a bus fare or something? You want like up to Cleveland? Like I can put you on an RTA bus up to Cleveland. They got some homeless shelters and
drugs
stuff
right now.
I didn't
and
say
I cleaned myself up.
I didn't say you were, Mr. Nielsen. I never said you were on drugs. I'm trying to offer you some assistance because
let me just go consult with the Bible.
Okay,
consult with God now.
Timothy, listen. So apparently, according to dispatch, we've been dealing with you in this capacity for a couple weeks.
I will leave forever if that's what's in her heart. That says that I do not want this guy. I will leave forever, and that 5 years has been one girl has been a long time. 5 years. 5 years.
So would you agree with me that at 12 years old she's not?
I do not agree.
Okay.
It's disturbing to know that he was shambling around their town looking for their daughter. The only thing that prevented this confrontation from happening sooner was that Timothy Nielsen had his phone stolen. What adds to the surreal feeling of this video is that if you remove this stalker from the footage, it is an otherwise bright and beautiful day.
So at 12 years old, if she says, yes,
don't
I'm in love with this.
Don't give me all that stuff, man. I've been with one girl these years.
I'm trying to understand where you're coming from.
Or gone whoring around with other girls. I've been with one girl this whole year.
Okay. And where's that girl at?
Two girls. That's okay. It. All these years. Okay. All these years. I tried to build this church. One church is all that's left. It's because God has never died. He's always living. He's a living God. And he has never died. He escaped that death. When he came back and he was like crying, he said, what you guys doing all sleeping? Let's go. That's God for you. And he drives the biggest ship around here. And they're going to be on the mast for me. Back mast, front mast, my two girls.
Okay, so who do you think lives here?
I don't know, man. I'm in a nightmare, man. I've been 5 years here, man. 5 years on the same girls. And I don't do other girls, man.
So you know these two girls' names, but...
I'm putting nobody in danger.
So who do you think lives here?
And I'm putting nobody in danger.
But you've never... How do you know?
From the internet. I will never harm anybody. I'm putting nobody in danger.
Okay.
I could maybe just take a date with no sex. I'm not looking for sex.
The other girl Timothy speaks of is MS's friend who made YouTube videos. It appears that he fantasized about marrying both at age 6 after years of obsessing over their YouTube videos together.
Maybe just a date for coffee or something, man. Just to meet her on the turn.
Do you think 12-year-olds drink coffee?
I'll buy her dinner, dude. I don't care. I'm not looking for sex.
All right. Mr. Nielsen, do me a favor. Just sit tight for 1 second. I'll be right back with you. I'm going to get that final answer for you. Yeah, you got it. Absolutely. Hi.
Hi there.
Can I step in and talk to you?
Sure.
All right.
MS's father takes time to talk to the officer and fully explain the situation. After hearing the full story, the responding officer explains the situation to his partner who has just arrived.
He keeps talking about So they have a daughter, her best friend is who lives in like Parma Heights. So apparently they had like a YouTube channel like 5 years ago, but he somehow started stalking them. He ventured from Oregon, and now he knows where he is. And like in my conversation with him, like he's leaving with this 12-year-old. Like nobody's going to tell him no. He doesn't care about the law. Under God, no one shall forbid. Blah blah blah. Like these folks are scared to death.
I'm trying to figure out myself, but he said 5 years. They haven't posted in a while, and I'm like, how do you know they live here? He's like, I love their channel. Once I started watching that channel, I've been almost. I was like, well, how do you find out they live here? And he goes, well, I don't want to say, but it wasn't hard. And it sounds like they're kids.
They're 12 years old. Well, 13. Yeah.
Yeah. And he said that's some internet channel, and they haven't posted in a little while, and he's trying to start a church, and they're like, he wants a date. He's down here on his hands and knees begging God for a date.
Watch this camera. Yeah, like, so, I thought we were throwing out for a second. I mean, so he got really animated about being in the church. He kept saying his name was as the children, and kept referencing God in the church. So unfortunately, this guy confirmed that this is the right house because he came out, and as I'm talking to the guy here in the driveway, he goes, are you from Oregon? Yeah, he goes, this is the guy, my daughter. I'm like,
is he from Portland? He said he's from Portland.
I don't know. ID, so yeah. I just, like I said, I haven't run the ID. Terry said that it's probably this guy.
Yes, we've been dealing with him. But he said he came from Portland. So I'm like, where are you staying? He goes, well, it's downtown Cleveland, but Portland's way nicer than Portland.
I mean, so he's homeless. I mean, these parents, like, I guess he found out mom's cell phone. I guess he called mom's cell phone a couple weeks ago. And, like, now he knows where they live. And so, like, they're petrified.
So there's no way the mom is on the internet in some capacity. This guy's after the mom, is he?
No, it's definitely the kids. It's definitely the kids. Yeah. So she's like, isn't there some type of anti-stalking or something? And I kind of heard, like, can he be arrested? I'm like, he hasn't really done anything yet. She's like, well, I'm afraid he's going to abduct our child. I'm like, I totally understand that.
Oh,
go ahead. I mean, and he would in a heartbeat. Like, I truly feel that, the way he's been acting. Yeah, I was just inside talking to the male and female half.
Clear, so thank you for that information.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't really know what to do, because I'm fearful for this little girl's safety. I mean, he's...
We don't need to.
Negative.
I'll go away.
I mean, it's clearly a 53 situation, but I mean, I guess we can put an anti-stalking order on him. I guess we can, you know, cite him for harassment, I guess. I mean, I'll have to get statements and get a little more from them, because, I mean, this is all brand new to me. So I guess they saw him walking through the backyard, I think she said either a couple days ago or last week, and I guess his daughter's like, do you think that could be the guy from Oregon? She's like, I don't think so. So, I mean, I guess he was here last week, like, looking around. So when I first came up, he's like, I'm trying to find this girl I met on the internet to go on a date. And I'm like, well, where does she live?
Yeah, he said right here.
Yeah, well, he knows now because Dad came out and confirmed that, you know, this is the guy that, you know, talking to my daughter. At first, when I first came up, he didn't know. He didn't point to this house. He didn't identify this house. He was just kept looking back and forth. He'd just been looking for this girl that he met on the internet. But he's been walking through this property a couple times here. All right.
I don't know what to do off the top of my head.
I'm with you.
Jail to say, like, listen, this dude is here to abduct girls, and this is what we got right now.
Like, yeah, so apparently the FBI got involved, like, 5 years ago, and, like, apparently this agent, and I mean, I don't have all the details about it. We just talked briefly. But apparently, you know, all the, they were involved, said it's a mental situation. But the FBI guy's like, he basically told the family, he goes, he lives in Oregon. I wouldn't worry too much about it. And here he is on their front porch now. So I'm going to see if I can get the FBI guy's agent's name and stuff like that. Yeah.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeldwyn. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeldwyn windows today. View our entire selection of Jeldwyn windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Listener, due to the nature of Obscura, we cover a lot of what could be considered sensationalist cases. True crime can sort of be that way. And because of this, the responding officers in these episodes cannot always be painted in the best light. Let me tell you, it is a relief hearing these two officers brainstorming on how to deal with this freak. Imagine you are the parents in this situation. There's a man in your town that has spent over half a decade stalking your daughter. He has made it clear in many ways that he wants to get his hands on your child. But, and this is a pretty big but, in this case, the man is operating on a legally gray area. Knocking on your door isn't technically illegal. Neither is wandering the streets of your town. Luckily, these two officers take things very seriously, and, as you've heard, they're interested in moving to get the FBI involved. In the next part of the clip, you can hear the officers speaking to their sergeant on the phone, doing their best to keep this family safe.
Spence, do you think it elevates the menacing? Like, if you make any kind of comments to anybody or to Dad...
No, this is the first time they've actually had contact.
Yeah, no. When Dad came out and talked to him, though, he wasn't like, I'm here to take your kids, or like, I'm going to take her.
Well, I'd have to go back and look. I mean, I think he's like, you know, like we're meant to be, or in her heart, or you know, just something.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Chris? He's just here saying we're meant to be, and like in my heart, you know, stuff like that. And I don't think, like, leaving, he's...
I was going to give him a start on statements. I'll be back. But, you know, hey, Doug. I'm three or four. So, like, he also has no regard for the age. He goes, I don't care if she's six. I'm looking for six-year-olds, 12-year-olds. Like, I mean, he has no regard for, like, the age discrepancy. And all right, Mr. Nielsen, I told you I would do you one favor. I did speak with the 12-year-old, and I know while you said that you don't care if they're 6 years old, 12 years old, it's what you feel in your heart. She wants nothing to do with you. There's no love connection. She does not foresee herself growing old in your arms and dying together with you or anything like that. So it is definitely a no-go. I hate to be the person to break your heart, but it is definitely not gonna work out. Regardless of what may have been communicated on the internet, what you thought in your mind, what you thought in your heart, there is definitely
and
no.
And you believe it came from her?
I talked to her. I talked to her specifically.
Do you believe it came from her? She wasn't under distress at all?
Well, no, she's not under duress.
How do you know?
Because I was in the house.
How do you know she's not under duress right now?
Okay.
How do you know she's not under duress? Huh?
Put your hands on your back. Put your hands on your back. We're not going to have you acting up like this. You're going to be detained right now just based on your erratic behavior.
Listener, I'll be honest. The confrontation seemed a little forced. But in this case, can you blame them? The officers were looking for an excuse to cuff this guy. So they laid out some bait, told Timothy that the child he's obsessed with has rejected his love. And Timothy Nielsen, well, he took the bait, getting in the officer's face. Just like that, Mr. Nielsen could legally be detained.
Yeah.
While we investigate the complaint of you trying to, while we continue to investigate your desire to have a relationship with a 12-year-old.
That's erratic.
Step this way. It doesn't matter. Yours is probably easier to get into.
I've done nothing. I have done nothing.
Like I said, Mr. Nielsen, you're not under arrest at this time, but you are being detained during the investigation of a relationship with a 12-year-old. Do you have anything in your pockets?
I got a couple needles.
Do you really?
Don't make sure they're not uncapped. They haven't been used, but they may be uncapped because they may have uncapped.
Okay. Do we have your permission to take the needles and stuff out of your pockets so we don't get stuck? Okay.
Yeah. Don't get stuck. I'll get them out if you need it.
I'm just gonna take everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what's in the needles?
There's nothing in the needles.
There's one of them.
Why do you need needles?
Because I need a clean needle if I use drugs at some point, which I'm not under any drugs right now, and a clean needle is, I don't want to get AIDS or nothing, man. That's what.
All right, yeah.
Just want to make you sure because
I appreciate it. We always ask because sometimes caps fall off, and we certainly don't want to get stuck.
I know.
Do you have a bag or something?
Yeah.
You don't have any drugs on you, do you?
I don't have any drugs, man. I came here sober. I went downtown and sobered up, and that's why I came here sobered up. I had a little bit of alcohol, that's about it. Probably gone by now.
How long have you been sober?
About like a week or two, I don't know. A
couple days?
A week or two.
A week or two?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to put yours on, I'll hold
them. Well, I was just going to have you.
Okay.
Drop everything out of your
way. Hey, Mr. Wright!
Hey, come on.
I got a date with your brother!
Do you believe these are extra larges?
I do not.
Thank you. All right, let me have just some of the other stuff there. I'm just going to fold it all up in the glove here. What do you have in the little glass jar here?
It's paint.
Why? Do you sniff the paint? Do you huff the paint?
I make signs because I'm homeless, that's why.
You make signs with it?
Is there any more? Is there any other pocket?
This is Jesus for you guys. This is Jesus. Huh? Can I get one date with her brother at least? Just to talk to me? And let me go at ease? Just a date with her brother, please. Just coffee or something with her brother.
Pull up on the...
She don't even gotta be there.
The officers remove about 8 needles, a small jar of paint, crumpled paper, and change from Timothy's pocket. While this is happening, Timothy Nielsen began shouting and requesting a date with MS's daughter, as if this is somehow a reasonable request. While Timothy Nielsen is detained, the responding officers take some time to research the law and find something to charge this man with. After a few minutes searching, they find something.
Involves some kind of threat.
No person by engaging in a pattern of conduct shall knowingly cause another person to believe that the offender will cause physical harm to the other person or family or household member of the other person or cause mental distress to the other person or family or household member of the other person in addition to any other basis for the person's belief that the offender will cause physical harm, blah, 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 blah. This says no person through the use of any form of written communication or electronic method of remotely transferring information, including not limited to any computer network, blah, 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 shall post a message. So... violate division of the section, urge or incite another to commit a violation. No person with a sexual motivation shall violate. Whoever violates the section is guilty of menacing by stalking. It's misdemeanor first degree. Menacing by stalking is a felony of the fourth degree if any of the follows. The offender previously has been convicted or pled guilty to a violation of 29.11.21. In committing the offense, the offender made a threat of physical harm to or against the victim as a result of an offense committed or a third person on their behalf. In committing the offense under Division 1 of the section, the offender trespassed on the land or premises where the victim lives, is employs, or attends school. Mm-hmm. F4. Menacing by stalking.
But the jail, we called the jail, and we Carmen explained the whole situation. She just said, I hammered the whole situation. They said they'll only accept if we elevate the charges in the morning. So Sergeant Spencer called Prosecutor Thompson, who's like, well, we can't elevate them that fast. And now, of course, you know, Chris wants the Bureau to get involved, try to figure out who the agent was that ran the original investigation, get more information. So Spence's idea was like, let's just get him in jail on a 72-hour, some warrant on a 72-hour hold.
F4 menacing by stalking. He trespassed on the property of the victim.
But he's either been charged with...
Doesn't matter.
Okay, Mummert is brainstorming. Maybe we have a felony menacing by stalking that we could law inform that would negate the whole problem.
Yeah.
He just pulled his MBT over. We're all trying to brainstorm because Spence even said, off the top of our heads, we have trespassing. The jail OIC said, we're only going to accept him on that M4 if you can promise me you're going to elevate charge in the morning, which we can't do. Exactly. And Spencer's like, you know, I got Forrest on it, but I don't know. I'm here to tell you, I am not comfortable leaving this guy here.
Mm-mm.
And he's in my car, and I'm going to tell you, I don't even like him being in my car. This guy was here to steal children. I don't think he has the capacity to know.
He didn't care she was 12, she was 6.
He openly told us, I don't care what their ages are, I'm here for them. He's on his hands and knees pleading out loud. There's neighbors out all over the place. I called for more guys, even when Mummert and Macrinos and I were here. The guy's up and down. And he came from Oregon to take these kids.
And he knows exactly where they live.
And he knows their address, which is freaky. So we were really looking to just get him in jail so that we can do some legwork behind the scenes. Do you think that'll fit?
I do, because it says,
Chief, do you think I could call you back in like 5 minutes?
I think we got this.
Because quite frankly, let me call Spencer real quick and run what Mummert just found, because if that's the case, it's an F4 and we'll long form and the jail will take him on the felony. I would appreciate it. This is a good...
Thanks for coming over to hang out.
Yeah, you know, it's a good use of the calling in favor. So I'll call Spencer and then I'll call you right back, Chief. All right, thank you.
All right.
So what is this?
Menacing by stalking. No person, by engaging in a pattern of conduct, shall knowingly cause another person to believe that the offender will cause physical harm to the other person or family or household member of the other person, or cause mental distress. They are mentally distressed.
I bet they are.
So to the other person or family or household member. So if you scroll down here,
F4.
Well, if you scroll down here, it's an M1, but then it says except otherwise provided, it's a first degree misdemeanor.
Hey, Chris.
Menacing by stalking is a felony of the fourth degree if any of the following applies. He's been previously convicted, we don't know. In committing the offense, the offender made a threat of physical harm against the victim.
Hold on one
That's
second.
Not it, but C section. In committing the offense, the offender trespassed on the land or premises
so
where the victim lives.
What Mummert pulled is F4, menacing by stalking, because the guy trespassed on the property of the victim. How do we feel about that? In which case it would negate all the nonsense that they won't take him because it's an F4. Yes, can you go back up to the top?
Yeah.
Brian, I'm going to read this.
Sure.
So the A section, oh shit. The A section is no person engaging in a pattern of conduct, which I think we can establish here.
For 5 years?
He's been after these guys for 5 years. They've already called other law enforcement agencies. Shall knowingly cause another person to believe that the offender will cause physical harm to the other person, family, household member of the person, or cause mental distress to the other person or family or household member. I can tell you this family is under significant mental distress. So...
Here, I'll scroll for you.
Hold on. It says engage in a pattern of conduct.
He's been walking the streets of Brunswick for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we've gotten multiple calls on him over the last 2 weeks.
They've seen him in their yard 2 weeks ago.
They've seen him in their backyard a couple weeks ago. Can the family positively identify him?
Absolutely.
This is the same dude? Yeah, Brian says they can.
And he got mom's phone number.
And he's been calling her.
She has no idea. She doesn't have a social media presence.
Does she have a call log of him calling that would show the number?
It doesn't. I think it shows up as like blocked, restricted or something. Because I asked her like what the number was. It says it doesn't show
up. Comes up as blocked or restricted.
We good with this?
Yeah.
You're going to get a P2P PGT. That was a good call. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'll keep you posted. All right, thanks. You know, it shouldn't be this hard.
No.
Like, in this instance, it really...
You absolutely agree. All right, yeah, he's got him on his backyard camera approximately 2 weeks ago walking through their backyard. Like, so at the time, he didn't know that the victim lived specifically here, all the way from Portland. And I told the daughter, I said, you know, you understand how dangerous social media is now? Like, I mean, and she's like, I mean, they're so upset. I mean, this is one of those things, like, we just stopped a kidnapping.
Timothy Nielsen, age 43, was found guilty of menacing by stalking and soliciting a child under the age of 13. He was sentenced to 4 years and 8 months in prison. What makes this story so disturbing is that MS's family did everything right after the man started harassing their daughter. They contacted the FBI and removed their child's presence from the internet. But in this case, the damage was already done. It was just too late.
It's an online nightmare that nearly turned into a real-world horror story.
This was not an online relationship. This was cyberstalking.
43-year-old Timothy Nielsen is behind bars, charged with menacing by stalking and importuning. Nielsen from Oregon traveled to Brunswick trying to find a 13-year-old girl he first saw 5 years ago on YouTube.
She had a YouTube channel, an arts and crafts channel. And basically, Mr. Nielsen began to follow the channel on YouTube and then begin to make some really inappropriate comments. The parents then shut the channel down.
In the 5 years since then, Nielsen, a police report says, became obsessed with the girl.
That was in 2017. And since that time, Mr. Nielsen disguised himself as other persons, basically tried to contact her in other social media platforms, tried to contact friends of friends. And this went on for a number of years until he was able to locate the area in which the female lived.
In July, he was arrested after prowling the neighborhood, even asking neighbors for help finding her. Several called police.
Are you calling about a guy walking around?
Police found two of Nielsen's makeshift campsites near a park by the neighborhood where he was arrested.
It hits close to home. I mean, anybody could have been with their kids there playing. I know that there are softball fields there and stuff like that, so that's really shocking.
Stranger danger doesn't just apply to real world, it also applies to the online world. You know, be engaged, know who your kids are talking to, know who's trying to contact your children.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big.